played, so I'm just trying to get back in the groove. A little rusty the first day, but as the practices go on, I think I get a hang of it. Defense will start getting in better shape as we go, and we'll be good.
What's the biggest difference between the defensive line this year as opposed to last year?
We're younger, a lot younger. A lot of freshmen and sophomores that need to step up. We got a lot of lighter defensive ends that we need help. We need to get them up, their weight up, and have them help us out this year.
What was that like being back on the field today after such a disappointing end to your season?
Yeah, it was fun. I had a blast out there. Even though I was dying out there, I was out of shape, but it was a blast to finally get out there again and compete.
What was last year like? Probably never had to deal with anything like that before.
It was definitely one of the toughest times of my life, with my grandpa passing right before that, and then that happened to me, and I was a mess. But my team helped me rally through it, and definitely my family, and I'm feeling good, better than ever now.
You must have been looking forward to this day for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. Long time. Really long time. I'm ready now.
Do you think you've lost anything because you left at such a you were playing at such a high level?
I don't think so. I just got to get back in shape. That's the main thing I'm focusing on, getting my breath, because when I don't have my breath, I can't think. I can't have my pass rush moves at my top. So it's just getting back in shape. My foot's feeling good. I don't feel it at all, so I'm ready.
How do you feel Bradley Nye's doing on the other end?
He's doing great. He's going to be a great addition for us this year, starting over there. Really talented. He's just young. Has to learn defense a little more and work on his craft, and he'd be good for us.
Is that something that you kind of take him under your wing a little bit? I mean, what's that system like? Or is maybe Mokafisi who's played that a little bit?
It's pretty much all of us. He's young, so we're all the leaders, me, Lowell, and Flip, are getting on him and making sure he's improving his craft and working on knowing the defense better.
Utah's kind of got a new offensive line as opposed to last year. Who's kind of impressed you this year in this fall camp so far?
Definitely Leka. Leka has been going against him and Jackson. Jackson's really good, and Leka's really stepped up since the last time I gone against him. He's a lot faster, a lot stronger. He's going to be good at that tackle spot.
Do you have any personal or team goals for yourself or Utah football this year, or anything that you're kind of looking for?
Personal goals, just getting 100% healthy, feeling good, feeling confident. And then team goals is just taking one game at a time, just focusing on North Dakota and getting ready for that game.
You mentioned the D-line's pretty young. How are some of the other young guys, like Leki Fotu, Maxis Tupai, et cetera, how have they looked?
They've improved a lot since last year, I've seen. They're getting a lot more knowledgeable about the defense, getting their technique down. Coach Powell's been helping them with their technique. So they're getting that down, and they're going to be a big contribution for us this year.
You still have that UCLA game circled. I know you didn't get to play it last year. But...
Not really. I mean, it's been 4 years since I've been there. There's no hard feelings or anything like that. It's just another game this year.
Do you still have any friends on the team that are still there?
Yeah, a few of them. Not sure who's still there. I know there's a few, like Scott Questenberry, the center, and a few of the O-linemen that I hung out with are still there.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tyler.
Yep.